Now, we were talking about the overhaul of speed limits in this country, and I suppose the drive to improve road safety and reduce the speed, and I guess reduce the fatalities, reduce the injuries that we're seeing on our roads time and again. And one of the ways to do this is to take a look at slowing down on the roadsides. Well, the government, despite introducing a lot of changes in this area, have been accused of doing a U-turn on the road safety drive on plans to introduce across the board 30 kilometre per hour speed limits in urban areas. The Transport Department has confirmed that the onus will actually be on local councils to cut speed limits rather than coming from government. Legislation passed last year contained provisions for sweeping changes to urban speed limits, but the department has since confirmed that all is not as is advertised. This will not be enacted at this time. It would have seen many 50 kilometre hour speed limits reduced to 30 kilometres, but instead it would be left to the discretion of local authorities through a mechanism known as special speed limit bylaws. Now, this has been criticised by lots of politicians, particularly those of the Green Party, saying that the government is caving in on a commitment made by the previous coalition and that our roads will be more dangerous and exact a greater toll in terms of fatalities and injuries as a result. Well, with me in the line to talk about this in more detail is Anne-Marie Fuller, who's with the Green Party in Kerry. Anne-Marie, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Gerry. Good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners.
Anne-Marie, would you share the concerns of your party colleagues about this move?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a U-turn. I guess I would say if Eamon Ryan was still Minister for Transport, we wouldn't be in this situation today.
Why do you think it is being done? Is this local pressure? Is this feeling people feeling enough has changed? The annoyance factor for people having to slow down to 30 kilometres in an urban zone?
I've thought about this and I'm not really sure what the pressures are. The people involved themselves, Minister Sean Kenny, and those in the Department of Transport will probably understand, you know, why it is. But I don't really understand why we're doing it. It's essentially these powers would always be with the councils anyway. This is a devolved power. But if I can explain what they're now essentially asking councils to do, is that sure. if you think about, I'll just give you kind of a metaphor for it. If you had a big bag of balls and the majority of those balls were yellow and the minority of those balls were red, what the government previously would have been asking is to say, okay, we want you to separate out the yellow balls from the red balls and we're saying, take out the red balls, and that's how you're separating them out. What the government is now saying is that we want you to separate out those balls, but actually we want you to separate them out by taking out the yellow balls instead of the red balls. So they're essentially giving a load more work now to the councils to do, to decide which roads now are going to be 30 kilometres an hour, rather than saying, for example, all the 50 kilometre an hour roads are now going to switch down to 30 kilometre roads and then look at them on a case by case basis and say, well, actually, it makes more sense for that to stay as a 50 or what have you. So essentially, they're just making a load more work now for the councils.
OK, and the councils will have to, you know, decide on each road, each area themselves. Will it go to a vote of councillors? Will they come under pressure locally from frustrated drivers trying to get from A to B, saying, why are you doing this? Why are you making my journey longer or slowing me down?
Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be now multiple consultations. And I'm part of the Public Participation Network. I am absolutely all for public participation and consultation on these matters. But I think, you know, people get... This is a situation where it doesn't need to go out to massive consultation. It should go for consultation on those really, you know, those arterial roads where there will be a big issue, rather than every other little road becoming an issue and a point for conflict between people. And I guess it does feed into this, where people with a lot of time and stronger voices are now going to control the narrative, rather than actually, you know, the benefit going to the majority, the silent majority, who would actually be very happy to have a lot quieter roads. You know, all the parents who have very little time to get involved in local politics, but would love to have their children walk to school, would love to have their children be able to cycle to school. But they fear for that at the moment because the roads are just so busy.
The toll of all of this, according to the RSA, and these surveys were done over a number of years from 2018 to 2022, between those 4 years, 27% of fatalities occurred on an urban road, while 53% of serious injuries occurred on an urban road. And over this time period, 89% of seriously injured pedestrians and 81% of seriously injured cyclists were injured on an urban road. And in 2022, the number of pedestrian fatalities and serious injuries were the highest of the previous 5 years. That's what the 30 kilometre an hour limit was designed to do, to change those figures.
It was, absolutely. And you know, Wales has brought in similar speed limits. They've reduced things down to 20 miles an hour, and they've seen a 28% reduction in casualties and fatalities on those roads. And so instead of, seeing where we're seeing in Ireland, you've just quoted the figures there, increasing, we could actually be seeing things decrease here in Ireland, and people could have a lot safer and more livable streets, you know, people-friendly streets, instead of very car-focused streets. And let's not forget the drivers who are in their cars as well. You know, they're people too. They're not going to be in their cars all the time. They're going to be walking around as pedestrians, and sometimes they might also be cycling around. So it's really to the benefit of everybody. So it's really incomprehensible about why this approach has now been taken.
Yeah, and one of the questions that people ask and they wonder about children these days, Anne-Marie, is the fact that they're not out and about, they're not on bicycles, they're not cycling to school, they're not playing outside their houses anymore as much as they used to. This is one of the ways of tackling this. The idea would be you'd have slower cars driving at slower pace, making it more safe, encouraging people to walk and cycle, more children playing outdoors, young people, elderly people more likely to move about independently. There's a fear factor there with the speed at which cars travel in our so-called urban cores, which this was designed to tackle.
Absolutely. You've just put the nail on the head there, Gerry. That is exactly the case. And, you know, more people want that. The majority of people want that. We want the roads to be a shared space for everyone. We're not asking cars to get off the road. We're only asking them to slow down so that, you know, we can have those safe spaces for our children, for more vulnerable people as well, to be able to use the spaces. And as I said, you know, people-friendly urban spaces. And it's good for our mental health and our physical health.
Would you be calling on Kerry County Council to use these functions, these powers, and take action anyway and reduce the urban cores from 50 to 30?
Oh, absolutely. And they have that power. That's the devolved power. So they could do that themselves. So I guess it's just disappointing that now every council has to think about that for themselves rather than it being, you know, a national guideline where, you know, when you're driving from one town into another and from one county to another, you know, there's going to be discrepancies now between whether, you know, some councils will follow it and go for 30 kilometres an hour in urban areas and then other councils will be slower to do it. So it would have been a lot better if, you know, we had all gone along and it would have been a similar guidelines in every county, but, you know, I would call on Kerry County Council now. And they're, you know, we have a great council and they're ambitious and they really care about the people in Kerry. So, you know, I really do hope that they would do this.
Okay. All right. Anne-Marie, listen, thanks for giving us your view on the programme this morning. Anne-Marie Fuller there of the Green Party talking to us about that decision by government not to enact that part of the legislation, to leave it up to councils to change or not to change the 50-kilometre urban core speed limit down to 30 kilometres per hour. If you have a view on that, get in touch with something you'd welcome, something you're not happy with, should it continue on and keep slowing down the traffic on roads, particularly in the built-up areas, to allow for more walking and cycling. Give us your thoughts on that.